Comedian Jim Breuer calls out demonic Hollywood, "Jesus saved my marriage." By Warner Todd Houston on January 6, 2026. Comedian and Saturday Night Live alum Jim Breuer is warning about the demonic entertainment industry and telling fans that his marriage was saved after he turned to Jesus Christ. In a visit with the Funny How God Work podcast, the former 1990s-era Saturday Night Live cast member spoke about how God saved his marriage and turned his life around. "Long story short, my wife and I, we're having a tough time in the marriage," Breuer said during the segment. "There's this little post office in Chester, New Jersey. And I pull down this side street, I pull around the corner, I park and I have it out with God. And I'm sobbing at this point, too," he added. He said he even debated with God, telling God that he felt he was a nice guy despite being on a TV comedy show. "If you exist, and I know you do, I know you do, I need you right now," Breuer explained. "I'm begging you, please. You have to come and intervene in this now. Please help save this marriage, please." Breuer went on to say that God answered his prayer because only a few days later his wife tearfully told him that a woman had asked if she could pray over the couple's conflicts. And that offer made a difference in his wife's thoughts. "She went," Breuer said of his wife, "they prayed that I find goodness, and may God find love through me," said Breuer. He says there months later, "There's no fighting, no bickering. No anger. We're just having real conversations and wow, our marriage is saved." He added how shocked he was that she turned to prayer out of the blue like that and insisted she felt an overwhelming love from the experience. He said that afterwards she decided to attend church with him and their marriage rift began to heal. In another segment, Breuer recalled how a young woman recognized him from his work on TV and told him she, too, wanted to move to Los Angeles and try to get into the business. But he had warnings for her. "All I can think about is, like, if this kid goes to California, is she this excited over me? I'm a nobody. I'm not a producer. If you go out to LA, and you're putting yourself out that hard, these demonic monsters can see you coming. This kid can't go down," he said. Breuer said he engaged in a 45-minute conversation with her to try and arm her against the excess and evils of Hollywood. "I got so honest with her," he exclaimed. "Morality, I talked about people that I've known that got sucked up by this industry, drugs. I got so honest and real with her. By the time it was over, she was like, 'Wow, I never thought of that stuff.'" He told her that she needed to be aware when people were trying to exploit her, and told her they will take advantage of you, and they will target you. Trust me. His warnings must have made a difference, because the young woman's mother sought Breuer out months later and told him that his warnings caused the young girl to abandon her search for Hollywood fame. He went on to call the atmosphere in Hollywood demonic and like a sort of possession. "It's more of the lack of humanity and the disconnection of a morality and a spiritual existence, and how it's broken down," he said. "That, to me, is demonic, and I'll give you an explanation. And listen, people become adults, but entertainers or anyone that wants to make it big, they're all susceptible to offers, too, become bigger. Until you understand the power of that lust to be better, that greed, that ego to be much bigger than anyone else, you will never understand how easy," he insisted. "It's almost like a possession, I'll say that." Breuer says he left the Hollywood rat race behind once he finally realized how the industry was destroying him and so many other people. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.